Like many other writings in this field, it tells alcoholics how to give up and permanently stay off imbibing in what for them is liquid poison. Fine. But the small book goes much further and is unusually solid therapeutically. As I emphasize with my clients in the course of my talks and workshops and in my own book, Rational Emotive Therapy with Alcoholics and Substance Abusers, alcoholics usually have three main levels of disturbance. First, they often are basically anxious, depressed, enraged, or self-hating. Why? Because they are easily, naturally that way, and have created and accepted a rigid, absolutistic, commanding, or what I have called masturbatory, philosophy of life. They wrongly think they must do well, have to be approved of and loved, have got to be treated fairly and nicely by others, and absolutely should be consistently and easily gratified. Second, rather than confront their problems, and rather than dispute the grandiose philosophies that accompany these problems, alcoholics demand that they immediately feel no pain. Because of their low frustration tolerance, they drink instead of think their way out of their difficulties. In resorting to booze, they almost always increase their emotional and behavioral difficulties and become addicted to solving them, at least for the moment, in alcohol. Third, they sooner or later bring on such bad results with their drinking that they often acknowledge how idiotically they are thinking, feeling, and behaving, and then foolishly damn themselves for their addiction. Their self-hatred then usually drives them to more self-sousing. Rational Emotive Therapy, RET, shows alcoholics how to stop drinking and how to deal with all three of these levels of disturbance. First, to undamningly accept themselves as alcoholics, but never put themselves, only their poor behaviors, down, no matter how badly they act. Second, to become long-range instead of short-range hedonists and live with the emotional problems they have when they stop drinking. Third, to get back to their original feelings of panic, depression, rage, and self-loathing and show themselves how to stubbornly refuse to make yourself miserable about anything, yes, anything, Lyle Stewart, as the title of my recent book states. Most books on alcoholism touch only on the problems of abstaining, how to get off and stay off the bottle. Good. But the small book, following the principles of RET, nicely helps alcoholics get to their self-hatred about their alcoholism, to uproot their low frustration tolerance, LFT, which largely drives them to drink, and to tackle the original emotional problems that encourage them to drink too much in the first place. The small book, therefore, is one of the few comprehensive books on alcoholism ever written for lay readers. Trimpe, moreover, has a rare talent for clear, provocative, and interesting writing. He is in the same ballpark as his readers. Anyone who is alcoholic or interested in helping someone who is alcoholic will find an enormous amount of useful, relevant, and highly understandable material in this pioneering publication. Since I wrote the introduction to the first and second editions of the small book, Rational Recovery Systems has grown immensely and now has hundreds of groups that are active and will soon have, I hope, a great many more. Fine. RRS leads to social change. It means that alcoholics are actively trying to help themselves, help each other, and help their families and others who associate with them, and that rational recovery groups and their advisors are working collaboratively and cooperatively with each other. With democratic groups like these meeting and discussing regularly, national and international freedom and democracy will certainly grow. Do alcoholics need to join RRS to give up drinking and stay sober? Of course not. People throughout the centuries have thrown away the bottle and given up other addictions without any group help. But many have done and will do so much more easily and thoroughly